I quit.
Yeah. I can't be racist. I hate everybody.
It's keeping it real.
What up, y'all? This is Keeping It Real. This is your boy Ant.
This is your boy Caleb.
I'm James.
Yeah, bro. Louisiana has gone through some shit lately. Last time we talked was not long before the hurricane.
And every fucking day I live here, it just reminds me that Louisiana's built like a fucking clogged toilet.
We gotta get the fuck out of here, bro.
It's built like a piece of shit.
Honestly.
Like, it's dead ass. Like, it's unreal. But as far as we're concerned, we're good. We didn't have power for a little while, but everything's back up and running, you know, now just getting back to quote-unquote normal. If you've been keeping up with the news, you know spots like LaPlace, Hammond, New Orleans, spots like that took a real big hit. So send your prayers, send your donations. Make sure that they get everything they need to get back up and running again, because it always takes a while for spots like that to bounce back, especially when they get hit as hard as they did. So keep them in your prayers. Keep everything keep your words of encouragement up. And Texas, stop being assholes, okay? People need places to go. When y'all got hit, the world was sending y'all money. Ain't nobody sending us money.
What the fuck is normal at this point?
You can say that, but like, bro, it's more normal than it is now, is basically what I'm saying.
Sure. But niggas still getting killed. Even after a fucking hurricane, motherfuckers trying to get their power back, so. Eh?
To some extent, sad to say, that's normal.
Yeah.
But like I said, man, keep everybody in your prayers. You know, if you know anybody, know anything, just do your best to be there for them. Send help, do what you can. So yeah, that's my spiel on that. Tyler, your wedding's in 2 days, bro. As our partner Tyler, you getting married in 2 days. Little updates.
I'm going to act an ass.
Oh, we got time.
I'm going to share my bare ass.
We have. I'm a groomsman. Chance is a flower boy. And
I'm just a nigga there.
And Caleb's a black guy for more support.
I'm trying to figure out when somebody's gonna invite me and let me in their wedding, like dead ass. I'm waiting.
You gotta wait for one of these assholes to actually get on the knee and propose. I'm gonna keep it a buck. The last two people in the world I thought would ever propose was the two motherfuckers that got married. Fucking Noah. Well, I lie. Noah has always seemed like the matrimonious type, but I dead ass thought I'd get married before Tyler does. Now I have no chance. It's not happening. So,
damn.
Yeah, I have
married
fun.
Before Chance.
Huh? No, Chance is definitely getting married before me. He just got to find a female with no mental problems. He'll be fine.
Well, look like I swung and a miss.
As soon as that motherfucker find a female that can suck his dick and not chip his tip, he'll be fine.
Taking shots, motherfucker?
I was not taking shots. That's facts.
I'm taking shots. You let Taz give you head on multiple occasions.
And you got slobbed down without the no-denture adventure. And still live to tell the tale. How does that trauma feel?
That felt great.
Weirdo. Fucking strange.
Liar.
She had an oatmeal cream pie that day.
That you ran from. My wires look so unkept right now.
Any fucking hoozing.
Titties.
So, with all that shit that going on, if y'all can't tell, we got a full life of things. A little update on me. There's a few things going on with Anthony right now, but the big thing, I'm going back to school. Yeah, going back in November.
And Tia's choking on something chocolatey. That's not Caleb.
That's not my dick, sadly.
Fuck racism.
Awesome.
If anybody's played No More Heroes, y'all are some lucky sons of bitches. Because I never knew that a game existed until like a few months ago. And it honestly looks like the dopest shit in the fucking world. And I feel like I've missed out on a lifetime of glamorousness.
It was awesome back then, so I can only imagine what it's like now. But I'm gonna copy it. Might be getting a new car soon. That's another thing. I just gotta see what it's hitting for when I get there. Got a new job. No longer working security no more. I done fell off from that shit. Me and Chance have. Chance done went back to car dealing. And I'm now an at-home nurse. Amen. We decided that security was just not our forte, and everybody who works there has something to do with it. It's stupid. You know,
hilariously enough, the supervisor that's been trying to keep everything together is quitting.
Good.
And now they're talking about giving Chris the supervisor position.
He won't take it.
I know.
He won't take it.
They done fucked him over too much.
He done fucked him over too much. And then for him to have to be head of operations and deal with all that bullshit on top of everything y'all already dealing with, he won't take it.
Nah.
Okay. But yeah, that's a few updates on Anthony and the crew for the most part.
Caleb just got Oko by a chocolate bar. Snatch.
With a cookie in his hand, fat boy.
Oh my God, that's great.
Get that boy's candy bar back, Che.
Fuck that. We need cameras. 24/8. 25/8.
Chance took his, so yeah, give him that one. Don't give it to Chance.
I'm about to give it to him. God damn it. As he throws it away. Cool. Chocolate for us. Redeem yourself.
Oh, wait.
Now you gotta prepare his set so he can make sure to catch it with an expert proficiency. Bitch.
You should punch. I'd punch Chance right in the dick for that one.
I couldn't help myself.
But any fucking way. I was talking to my cousin, my female cousin, the other day. And I was talking to my sister about the same thing. Shout out Alexis and shout out Sam.
Hi, Lex.
So we were talking. My sister actually sent me the text message first, then I brought it up to my cousin, and me and her ran our mouths about it. It was a message that she saw on social media, and it was basically this guy talking to this chick, and basically what the guy told the girl was, it's a good thing you didn't let me hit on the first date that made me really like you, but don't make it a habit. And that...
God damn.
Relationship over.
Chance.
Congratulations. You fucked up, sir. That's
Chance.
Great.
Chance is the asshole. Yes, but basically, my sister asked me, and my cousin both asked me the same question. They were like, is this true? Are guys like this?
Depends.
And I said yes and no.
Bullshit. I made Tia wait a whole motherfucking 3 months before I tapped that. She broke before I did.
I said yes and no.
I got Palmanisha.
This is delicious. I don't know where the fuck y'all got this chocolate from, but it's great.
Walmart. Oh, you go to Walmart.
Well, any fucking way, back to what I was saying. I said yes and no. I said yes in the sense of, unlike what most people think, or women think for the most part, men do think, okay? We probably don't think when we need to, but we do think. And in most cases, when you make it too easy, you know, that makes us... And I basically told her, like, in so many words, yes and no.
It depends on the dude. Some dudes is like, oh, you just know what you want. Cool. No biggie. Some dude's like, that was easy. On to the next bitch.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is. And I say yes in the sense of, okay, like, as long as you know what you want, some dudes can respect the fact you know what you want, and they'll move on with you after the whole sex thing has happened. Some niggas are just dead set on the point of, I fuck you, I'm done with you, and that's just what it is. It just fucking depends on the guy. And the guy, from the guy's standpoint, I say yes and no. Because me personally, if a female throw it at me, 9 times out of 10, I won't take it. Because I'm a thinker first. So I'm like, okay, if she making it this simple for me, how many times this motherfucking threw this puss up against the wall?
A better question. What the fuck is she trying to not talk about?
I'm about to say, what is it about, like, what makes this so simple? It always come with something. So me, I'm just a thinker. I don't want to, and then I'm sick of situationships. Okay, I'm done with him. I'm done.
Anthony stumped. He sees the things.
Is that a sex doll?
No, this is bad girl. Her father just got murdered.
Oh shit!
Oh, she's trying to fuck?
No, if I swear, I go kill this boss, and I come back and she kill herself, I'm gonna ate shit.
Tia's having a conniption.
Always.
Because my other girl is laying in the hospital right now with both her ninja arms cut off.
She should have ducked.
Apparently, there's ninja bitches now. Gotta love them.
Why did you start her, boy?
Play your game, girl. Stop with the Twitch before I hit you with my phone.
She should have fly axe kicked when she fucking Hadouken. I'm just saying.
I'm a Kamehameha with you, Caleb. Trash. That's why you got hit in the head.
That's yo, listen, funny. Man. I tried.
I know. It's just funny as hell.
But I say to that extreme, yes and no. What about y'all?
I mean, no. Like, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I know a lot of dudes, they get lucky to hit on the first time. And
as Caleb stares at me like I'm supposed to fucking.
But I've also had my moments where I'm like, yo, what's up, girl? Smash. Continue. That wasn't because I'm an asshole and I was like, I don't want to fuck with you no more. It was more or less, it was a mutual thing. We just didn't feel like it worked. The sex was great, but the relationship, we didn't really see a relationship happening. So I feel like, you know, it just depends on the situation. If it's something y'all talked about, y'all came to a mutual agreement about, then that's one thing. But if it was just kind of like an asshole dick move on one party's fault, then I mean.
It's to be expected. Well, that's understandable.
Why do I get hit with the seven glares of Titans?
What about you guys, favorite?
You're a favorite.
Apparently, I'm God's favorite.
Oh, yeah, we went to the hospital.
To be quite the fuck honest, I don't give a shit. If you're cool, yeah, let's make it work. If you're not, fuck it. We gonna fuck, and we gonna call it a day. You want more? Hit me up.
Why you get a pool table?
Cool, too. Y'all never gonna let that pool table go, are
hell
you?
No.
I'm waiting for you to get the PS5.
You can go to hell.
Then I know you out here tossing salads.
You go to hell. You go straight to the bottomless pits of Tartarus with a pole up your ass.
If you get a PS5, I know what chance I'm gonna call you a salad tosser for as long as I know you.
What if I buy it myself?
Oh, you're fucking right.
Like, I just bought it myself. I wanted one. Ain't nobody else bought it for me. How about that?
You gonna shell out $500?
I shut out fucking $300 for the Switch.
That's different.
I would definitely shut out money for a fucking PS5. Especially if it works and it lasts me a few years. Hell yeah, I'm gonna pay that money for that motherfucker. Especially if my phone starts fucking up.
If it work.
Or if my PS4 starts fucking up. I'll definitely get a PS5.
I mean, I wouldn't hold your breath for that one, but.
Look, I know the motherfuckers still got problems with niggas jacking trucks and shit, but still.
Let me be a part of one of them crews.
And be quite honest, it depends on the girl. If she trying to give it up too fast and it's like something wrong with her.
Then she like that bitch from Friday.
Then it's just like, let's back up for a second.
Hold up, can I point something out real quick?
Sure.
Nobody gonna adjust the fact that Ms. Parker was a hoe.
Duh. She's fucking nigga. A preacher.
And her boyfriend was a midget. Not only was she fucking a preacher, the bitch had a kink from hell. So it's
Miss Parker was stirring the pot like you ain't never seen stir.
And then she was stirring the pot with a bay leaf. Like,
I bet you she makes excellent Kool-Aid with that stirring method.
I'm just trying to tell you, like,
that motherfucker said, "Get bitch, Jenny."
All I'm
Jackson
saying
who?
Is, women like that are in short support. So
short supply.
Short supply. Yeah.
Okay.
That support. If you're leaning on the midget, you need more.
Thank you, Caleb, for catching that nigga slow. But thank you, Caleb. You're great.
Oh, man, midget won't hold nothing but a fucking toothpick. Out of that, he fucked.
Damn.
Why you think you don't see vertically challenged people as construction workers?
Because then they're gonna call him Mario for the rest of their life.
Damn right.
Or Luigi.
How about hey, yo, Wario, get your ass over here.
I just know if I ever see a midget go down a fucking pole, I'm about down a pole, go down a pipe.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm dying on contact.
There, every niceness in my body, I'm going to look.
You won't even have a name after that. I'm going to call you.
Hey, yo, come here. Call me by my real name.
He's like, I'm not even Italian, I'm Hispanic. Well, L, get your ass over here. I'm just fucking.
Well, lo siento.
Come here, speedy guys. Let's fuck.
Where's my pizza?
You had options, dog.
And I'm the racist.
Oh, I'm a fucking degenerate at this point. I've
and my, I'll talk my, about
I,
it.
I.
What's up?
Anthony,
my not
am the racist one.
Has become larger through the extent of the last 24 hours.
That's because he knew me and it's low-key my fault, but I'm happy.
We all came to become this person with you as a friend and a brother.
What are we talking about?
Oh, no, the world pissing me off is just why I've just started giving less and less of a fuck.
Yeah. You have one more Cracker Crusader coming to my damn store at 8 o'clock. I swear to God, justice is going to have a field day. and I'm gonna lose some 9mm rounds in somebody's ass.
Pop, pop.
I mean, the whole time I'm shooting, I'm gonna make it worse because I'm gonna go pilly pow.
I teleported it.
Fuck.
Ant wanted you to kill it.
That's the black man's cat. Kitties.
Oh, yeah, that little side mission.
Hey, Anthony, I have a good question for you.
What?
If a woman electrocutes her vagina with her vibrator, does she now have a Thundercat?
Hey, yo. You got that. That boy good.
I quit.
This is like your 100th time quitting. Get your ass back on the damn mic before I end this podcast. Because I do have to work tonight. The best part is he got the actual Thundercat sword.
He gonna be like, oh!
So the next girl you start fucking, you gonna call her a Thundercat?
And Caleb, you died too!
Or is she the one? Chitara.
You know what, Tia? Next time I walk in the room and I'm trying to get something, I'm walking that bitch and be like, let me slay that kitty like Mufasa. Come here.
Long live the king.
I'm gonna cry the whole time. I'm gonna be like,
and that's the moment where Caleb got the last piece of pussy he'll ever get. Now, in another news, sports.
Ollie, how's the weather outside? It's raining sideways!
You eat anything out of soup? What kind?
Chunky!
Thanks, Ollie.
What the fuck? Is he a Power Ranger?
Coco Power Ranger.
Has anybody seen this new generation of Power Rangers?
I refuse.
Don't watch it. I think, like, after Dino Thunder, well...
I watched Samurai in its full, because it was pretty good.
Samurai's pretty good.
I think that's the last one I watched, too, the Samurai one.
I watched bits and pieces of Megaforce, because they were pirates. I like pirates.
Yo-ho-ho in the bottle of Jack.
Rum.
Rum.
Jack. I mean, I'm a Jack man myself.
That's you. I'm sorry, I'm just not a Jack person.
But yeah.
It does not get me...
Well, Chance, did I tell you what I'm... saying, Caleb? I don't fucking know.
I gotta ask him. Lexi, Nat, Shay, all y'all. I got a question.
I'm gonna ask Jamie.
Hey, yo, Chance.
I ain't asking none of y'all.
For Christmas, I'm getting you Sokka's boomerang that actually flies.
That nigga Caleb said,
I do not know how to use a boomerang. I've tried, it doesn't work.
It will teach you. And it's, I'm gonna get you a gallon jug, and on it's gonna be titled Cactus Juice.
Caleb.
And it's gonna be a good 85% rum, whatever the fuck else I feel like putting in that bitch.
Caleb, do you want me to start waterbending?
You already backbending, I mean, fuck.
I'm the original backbender. That's the side of it.
Chance be like, I didn't choose backbending. It chose me.
I'm the one that invented the spinal curl.
You're also the one that dropped transmissions faster than any mechanic shop I've ever been to.
You're welcome.
Sir?
Now you know things.
Transmissions are expensive.
Exactly. But it's all in good fun and health. And if they have health problems, it's not my fault. It's a ninja. It's a blade. And paint.
This game is so damn mesmerizing every time she plays this motherfucker.
And then it is. I'm sitting here like,
because the fucking fighting is so fluid. Like, it's sputtery when you jump from a target, but you can do a whole fucking chain,
I mean,
on one enemy.
It's supposed to be sputtery like that because it's them moving that fast.
Right.
Like, this is really fucking vibrant. I love it.
So fucking confused.
I need to get this goddamn game.
He's fighting with a lightsaber. I'm not confused anymore.
It's a spinning lightsaber. I just realized that. That bitch.
And my man has a Switch. He has two Joy-Cons for a Switch on his left glove.
I love it. Make that bitch a shield.
No, but y'all gotta really hear this motherfucker as he talks and fights. This motherfucker will be like, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. And I'm just like, it's the confusingest
all
thing in the world.
Good things.
The confusingest, the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
It's like candy. it's the same feeling. What was that? Pixelated sushi? Those are pixelated sushis. As she's running away from this little Power Ranger ninja.
She two switch Joy-Cons. Power Rangers.
Hold on, that's the shit from Sacred. I know something. Not Sacred. There's a few anime that do that. They have their own personal mobile suits.
Is my nigga sitting down shockwaves?
Ride the wave. You know a game I really wish I played, but never got to? Jet Set Radio. Like, that just looked like the coolest shit in the world. Especially when I was little, I'm just like, I could do this with skates.
You did?
That's the real reason I learned how to skate with blades. Just so like I could ride on fucking rails and then jump off of fucking buildings and shit.
Chance,
I realized what real life was.
You worry me.
I said as a kid, when I was little, and I didn't know what physics were. Now I know my fat ass plus roller skates plus doing deranged stunts equals death, and I like my life. So my fat ass ain't gonna try that shit unless I know for a fucking scientific fact that I can pull it off.
Well, I mean, I can myself. Work the physics out with you if you're really serious about it.
Kayla, don't tell me what a good time.
It's kind of what I do in my field of study.
All right, it's time to do parkour. Now I just gotta lose some weight, gain some more muscles so I can jump better. Jump good like Samurai Jack.
Fuck that. I'm trying to fight like what's his name from Champloo.
Mugen?
Yep. The motherfucker was
smooth. It's half break dancing.
Exactly, and that's why I wanna learn it. Think about, oh, he hit it with a left right. Did this nigga just pop a lock and punch my nigga in the jaw?
It was great. I've never, like, watching that nigga fight is just some funny ass shit. Did you just put him in a cube like it's this Kekai? His backflip clean out of a fucking dimension board? Okay.
Has anybody been watching Boruto?
No.
Yes.
Fuck that.
What the fuck's happening now?
A lot of shit.
Apparently Sasuke dies and Kurama dies. I don't care anymore.
First, Naruto, not Sasuke.
Sasuke is not dead. Nor is he going to die.
But Naruto's dead.
Naruto is not dead.
Just out here killing the most OP fucking character in the whole show. Got it. We're here now.
If y'all niggas are being technical, Kurama's not dead. It's just they want to create the illusion that he is. Kurama's not dead. What? The reason why I say that, you remember Kurama was split in two pieces. It's his dark side and his good side, quote unquote.
Okay. Both sides got combined and put back into Naruto.
No. They stayed split.
What?
Yeah. And they just, I'm not going to say they just realized it, but they just are starting to talk about it again. So technically, Kurama's not dead. Just his bad side.
So wait, even if Naruto loses Kurama, doesn't he still have Sage Mode and all those other ones?
Yeah, still... Naruto has proven time and time again, he's still OP without Kurama. Because he took the time to actually train himself and go hard.
He's got Sage Mode, he's got what else?
He's got Sage Mode. He has the actual six paths that he still has power over. He knows all four chakra releases. He has fire, water, earth, and wind. He doesn't have lightning release.
What the fuck is Lee up to nowadays?
Being fucking what Mike Guy was supposed to be.
He's fucking awesome.
A badass?
He's gonna open all eight gates and not die.
And what? Still walk?
Yes.
How the fuck do you open fucking the gate of death and not die? You know what? I don't care.
He's learned to use it as just a regular chakra point.
I don't care.
Just as a regular point of what? Extension.
So it's not something super hard to do.
No, he dead as had to get trained by something close to a deity to figure it out. But
what?
He can dead as open the gate of death and not die. And apparently all of them had the ability to do it. They just didn't know how.
Who? Everybody?
Because apparently the first Taijutsu artist to ever do it, could go straight from first gate to eighth gate, use it, and not die.
So can Lee can do that now.
Lee can do it now.
This is like Bleach.
I need not, I
fucking
need...
awesome. When I watched Pussy Brown do that stupid shit, you blinked and the fucking fight was over.
But what's his name?
He did it.
Did you say?
And now they're starting to get guy back walking, so now guy's back on 2 feet now.
Did you say Bussy Brown?
Bussy Brown, yeah. That's what Naruto
I thought
called.
You said Bussy Brown. I'm like
Bussy. Like Bussy. He got pussy brows. How you got pussy on your eyebrow, nigga? What the fuck is you doing? I got a question.
Yeah, bro, like, it's dead ass awesome. We're watching Sadara damn near Sasuke level. Not close, but ain't that far off either. But, Boruto's a little shit.
Boruto's a Naruto with a different parents.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like borderline time travel?
No, not borderline time travel. He has time manipulation, but not travel.
Kind of lame,
and
not gonna
plus,
lie.
Plus, he's starting to tap into his Hyuga powers as well.
Oh, the fuck
is. Oh, and his little sister? OP. OP. She is whooping everybody's ass. Baby girl is top notch fucking program. She's great. Don't nobody want to watch Boruto. Oh, they're too OP. Oh, they should have done a different spinoff with this, and this. It doesn't fucking matter.
Any person Naruto had a child with, that child was going to be something.
Like, and now apparently some of the Ninetales chakra that rubbed off on the kids, so there's that to worry about.
What do you mean, some of it? They were literally born through it.
No, not necessarily.
The whiskers.
The
whiskers.
Naruto had whiskers at birth before the baby hit him.
Exactly.
Before the ceiling.
Exactly.
That's Uzumaki shit. That's not.
No, it's not. That's the Ninetale chakra. Because Kushina didn't have it. Whoever is born the child of the Ninetale Jinchuriki has those whiskers.
But that just because
that's
you're
not
born,
an Uzumaki.
But just because you're born of it doesn't mean you can tap into his chakra. They can. We've watched it and it's fucking awesome. And I'm sorry to tell you, Boruto is a way better ninja than Naruto was at that age. Way better.
That's because he got fucking parents who love him.
Yeah. But
he has an entire fucking system of people that actually give a fuck enough to help this little nigga.
His dad's the fucking Hokage, so that helps.
Unlike Naruto,
and plus now he has a relationship with all of the tail beasts too, which is fucking awesome.
Who, Naruto?
Naruto and Boruto.
That was going to
happen. So 1 through 9?
1 through, yep.
That was going to happen.
It's fuck. Like he, and then they got Kakazu stuck in a jar, which I just think is hilarious.
Oh, that was adorable. His daughter thought he was a plushie and had a field day. I was like, aww.
And then they were like, no, that's the one-tailed
genie. No, that's the actual.
That's a one-tailed beast.
And it talks. Oh my gosh, thank you, Dad. Runs away. She's happy. Let her be.
I would tell any and everybody just to give it a chance. It's really not that bad. Like, if you like Naruto, it's honestly, because like, Choji's daughter. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
Gaara's son.
Chocho's a menace.
Awesome.
Gaara's son's a problem.
Gaara's son is strong. He
Gaara's
can fly.
Son
he utilizes
threat.
Black sand.
Gaara's son's a threat because he has the third Kazekage's power. The third Kazekage was the strongest magnetism manipulator with that sand. It's a fucking problem.
You gotta take a shit to save the game.
That's funny as hell.
But
fucking unclogged.
Let me think. Metal can dead ass fight with his eyes closed. Fucking Lee's kid can fight with his eyes closed.
Oh, Tenten's son?
Yeah.
So who bred with Lee?
Tenten.
Who bred with Sasuke?
Sakura. Ho ass.
That fucking bitch. I'm sorry. No, fuck that. You fucking sat out, hoe!
Everybody be trying to play.
You couldn't fight, so you learned to heal. And then there was some points where they really
needed
you.
Let me go ahead and stop your stupidity real fucking quick. If there's one thing Sakura was good at, it was fighting. It was just not fighting nobody stronger than her.
Well, yeah.
Sakura can most definitely fight. Sakura's fucking teacher was Tsunade. We watched Tsunade pluck Naruto 5 city blocks, and he ran back and got plucked again. Like, she can fight.
You,
just
you
not...
mean Grandma Tsunade?
Yes. All of them were trained by legendary Sanin. All three of them.
She's literally...
Except one's dead.
He's not dead. I will not accept that as a reality. I just won't. I don't care. He's a lot of me, damn it.
Anthony, you gotta get Anthony, your next gamer tag's gotta be Pervy Sage.
No. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it.
No, make it you gotta you see, can still change good. Your Xbox gamer tag.
I'm gonna change it.
Pervy Sage.
It will be Pervy Sage.
You gotta fucking change it. I will okay make you a custom fucking like wall I mean avatar of him just if you do
right,
it.
I just need him standing up on one leg doing that shit he doing. That's all I need.
Bet, let me know when you change it.
His name is Pervy Sage and he's not dead. Okay. He lives through Naruto.
That was like my favorite character. Like Naruto's cool. Jiraiya was just on some other level. Nigga was just living life and taking names along the way. Like
Jiraiya was and is the best.
No,
not that one.
Not that one.
Naruto, Jiraiya's not dead. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I'm sorry, but he's gone.
He's not.
I'm very sad.
What? He's not dead.
Anyway.
My nigga's alive.
Anyway.
He lives within us all. That's the Pervy Sage.
You do realize how sad that shit is, right?
You know, I still have to see what Naruto goes from a Genin to a Chunin. He doesn't.
He goes straight to Jonin after the Ninja War because Kakashi makes him a Jonin. And
he
makes him sit there and learn every little detail about being a fucking Jonin.
But wasn't it because of him and what? It was him and then all the other, like, you know, Chunin. They all were the reason the war was won, right?
No, it was him, Sakura, and Sasuke that the reason the war was fucking finished. So Sasuke went on his little pessimistic journey of self-discovery. Sakura followed behind him like the lovesick dumb bitch she is. And Naruto stayed in the village and while the arm was being reconstructed for him to put on his body. Tsunade looks... Kakashi becomes the sixth Hokage, looks at him and says... Hey, I officially grant you the level of Jonin, but before you can go in on any missions as a Jonin, has a fucking stack of books. Now you gotta sit here and learn how to do it. And yeah. Naruto tries to run the fuck away, but no, he has no escape.
Well, what point in this does Jiraiya die?
Jiraiya dies
long before that shit.
He dies during the pain fight.
So
he's fighting pain. And Tsunade, stupid punk ass, sent him out there by himself like the stupid bitch she is. That's the bitch I think is useless. Everybody says Sakura. I think Tsunade is useless. I think that bitch has no real plot armor at all. The only time she became fucking useful was when she became the Hokage. Other than that, that bitch was useless. So we had no use for Tsunade other than to train Sakura.
So...
Tell me what? What? Because you're going to have a different thought process. What?
No, she is very fucking useless.
And fan service.
Because the entire time she was running from the fact of being the best medical ninja in the fucking world, but she's afraid of blood because she watched her little brother and her lover die. Mm-hmm. She became fucking useless. My only thing is... And I'm just saying this to spitballing. I don't think anybody can follow Jiraiya when he wants to be alone.
Well, yeah, he can go to the land of the toads, but that's not the point. My whole point about that, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think he's dead.
Naruto can follow him, though, huh?
Yeah, Naruto can go whenever fuck he feels like it. He has fucking 3 shadow clones there meditating at all times. Just in case he needs a fucking chakra starter pack.
Not no more.
Huh?
Not no more.
You saw it in the shows. He does.
No.
In Boruto.
It what?
He keeps them there. Yeah.
In Boruto. Yeah.
In Boruto, they stay in the Sage Land and charge all hours of the day. Okay. So whenever he goes, whenever he didn't feel like fucking around with Kurama, didn't feel like he needed to wake Kurama up for anything, Sage Mode.
He can literally do it himself by standing there without a problem now.
Wait, hold on. I have a real question. Because I'm going to finish this fucking show. I'm going to get into Shippuden real fucking soon.
Shippuden was just a shit ton of filler. Most of it was good filler. I'm not going to lie. Like, it all wasn't that bad. Like, some of it just gave a shit ton of backstory, which I'm not mad at backstory. It was good to figure out who the fuck Obito was. It was great to figure out how the fuck Kakashi lost his eye and gained
the Sharingan.
See, that's not filler. That's just good back. That's just good flashback.
No, that's filler. Because in all honesty, it really didn't matter how he got it. We just know he has it. And the only way he get it was through Uchiha. So we knew Uchiha gave it to him. And once we found out that he was on a team with the Uchiha, and that Uchiha was quote unquote dead, where else was he going to get it from? What, Itachi was going to give it to him? No.
That's the point of the flashback.
It wasn't really a flashback. That was still filler. And like, anything that doesn't go like that isn't technically all filler ties into the main story some kind of way, but it is no, it does all of it in some to some extent. Even if it's just
there was no, and I mean absolutely no purpose to show the backstory behind Jiraiya and that random bitch from the fucking village of all female ninja having a bout. And like our disciples will figure out who can fight each other and get married to each other. And then here comes the bitch finding Naruto. And then she gets beat by Naruto. And then they go to separate ways because we never see that bitch again. Nor even flash back to that fucking scene at all. There was no point in that.
So, we had to find out why Jiraiya became pervy.
He was like that as a kid. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're saying that, but like he never showed a legitimate love interest other than her.
Everybody, Tsunade!
Huh?
Tsunade!
He didn't love Tsunade.
Yes, he did!
He wanted to fuck Tsunade. That's two different things.
What? Okay.
Think about it. Really think about it.
Yes! He was in love with that girl.
And she was in love with somebody else.
Yes!
Jasmine Sullivan. Now,
I'm going to get dressed for work.
But
I'm done.
No, you're not. Sit down.
No, I'm serious. Get dressed for work.
What time is it?
It's 6:14.
Okay, so since Chance has to go and, you know, be a productive member of society.
Because a nigga can't be broke forever.
We're going to go ahead and cut this one short for today. So next week, we should be back at the exact same time to do the exact same shit. And in all honesty, we might make the next one in another anime episode so we can sit down and nerd out like we normally do.
Right.
So
this week is going to be all over the place.
Thank y'all for staying faithful and listening to old videos and stuff like that.
Hopefully next week we'll have a camera.
Hopefully next week. Yeah, we're still working on this camera. I know we've been talking about it since
ever.
Forever. Well, no, now I don't have just one main camera. I have two.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to try to make shit visual for y'all. So y'all can just see all the stupid bullshit that
is
we go through.
All of it until, like, all of it will be posted in like 30 second to a minute snippets on Instagram. So
y'all can see the stupid shit. But keep listening to us, keep us lifted up, you know, like I said, pray for Louisiana. You know, we're going through a rough time right now, but we always find a way to shake back, so y'all be cool on with everything we got going on. But that's all I got to say on that, man. Another episode of Keeping It Real. It's your boy Ant.
It's your boy Caleb.
I'm Bobby Beige.
And we out, man. Peace, love to y'all.
Peace.